So now I'm quote unquote detoxing. And the more that I desensitize myself to all of these toxins, the more I felt better. And I was like, wow, I didn't even realize they were bothering me. That fueled me to realizing that, wow, all of these systems are broken and they don't have our best interest. And 60 to 90,000 chemicals are emitted in our atmosphere and our environment every year. And of that, 8 to 9,000 are tested to any degree. So my indoctrination into harmful product creation was through watching my dad suffer. I continued, and I'm like, oh my God, you can eat perfectly, you can eat well and take in your superfoods and all of this stuff. And at the same time, massive industry, massive, huge profit margins and huge power are knowingly keep putting this stuff in. And the regulatory bodies, unfortunately, people, the regulatory bodies may talk about it and somehow they feel like that's okay, but they don't regulate it. I think it's one thing at a time. With every fatal convenience, we also have a solution. So we're really trying to take the convenience side of it and transfer over into a healthy convenience. Is the most powerful way to vote is by what your attention is on, what you're consuming, what you're buying with your dollars that you've worked so hard on. So be discerning.
Personal freedom, bio-individual health, mindset, lifestyle, movement, relationships, happiness. Join me on the journey of optimizing your reality into a happy, healthy, and more fulfilling life. My name is Gary Tirola, and this is Optimize Your Life. Welcome back, listeners, to another episode with a very dear friend of mine across the globe. You may know him as nowadays the Emmy award-winning host of Zach Down to Earth alongside Zac Efron. But before I pretty much knew anything about Zac Efron, I knew a lot about a man that is known by the superfood hunter, Darren Olean. He really personifies what it means to live a holistic and integrated life, where he stands for himself so he can stand for his brotherhood and sisterhood at a much larger scale. And every single day when I watch this man on social media, he inspires me, and I say that and I get goose flesh, because what he speaks about on his podcast and in videos, he really lives down into his core. So, brother, welcome back.
Dude, I am stoked to be here with you.
It's so good. And just before we went live here, we were chatting about the trajectory, the growth. The last time Darren's episode was... if you haven't listened to it yet, just go back into the party history. But it was definitely the number one performing show, where we spoke all about chaga, the mushroom, chaga, his dog, and a whole bunch of other different superfoods. So go check it out. But since then, the world has hit a pandemic and you have released a massive Netflix show, and the growth alongside the planet's growth and your growth has been something that I doubt you expected to happen so soon. How has the life of Darren been with working alongside the growth of you as a brand, being in an Emmy-nominated show, and the whole pandemic?
That's big. it's weirdly grounded for me. I think, as being on this planet 50 years and being dedicated to what I've been dedicated to, is left to me in a humble position, and certainly with the success of the show, has allowed me wind at my sail. But my sail has always been up. My sail has always been true to the north of where I've been sailing, and that is to support people in their health and in their wealth of who they are, and to a better balanced association with us as humans walking and living on this incredible, unbelievable miracle of a planet. And so all of those things with the show and the resonation of some of those messages on the show certainly has created this amplification that I'm immensely grateful for, but also hold it very, very sacred inside myself to then continue that which I've been dedicated to. So it's great to have more numbers, more people, more souls listening and resonating. And I hope that they walk away from empowerment of themselves more than anything else. I think one who is sovereign, one who is dedicated to their true path, their health path, is one that has their brothers and sisters in mind, has the animals in mind, has the environment in its balance in mind, and follows the laws of nature. So that, and also, you know, not going down all of the tentacles of the current pandemic, there's just clearly a lot of systems and at its core that don't work well. And that's really where even all my fatal conveniences, and it's like, okay, well, you have systems in place that are supposed to have our back. And I clearly see it over and over and over and over and over again with almost every single fatal convenience. It's not that I can't find hormone disrupting carcinogenic compounds, microplastics destroying guts and animals and everything else, and petroleum leaching into every corner of the globe. You can find all that. And the issue is that organizations and systematic, supposedly functional entities that have to or supposed to have regulation on these clearly and simply are not effectively doing that, which is why it's putting that power back into the hands and the minds and the souls of people is really what I want to continue, so that people don't have to put carcinogenic or hormone disrupting deodorant underneath their arm, or put Teflon dental floss in their mouth that is linked to cancers. Like, so that kind of thing is really not the doom and gloom, but we cannot change anything unless we become aware of it so that we can change because of that. So anyway, that's so to answer your question simply, it's been great. And I, you know, we're editing season two of Down to Earth. I'm creating some other concepts of some other shows. I am charging forward in my life in many ways, and amplified by the success of certain things, for sure.
It's so resonant when I hear the undercurrent theme for you. And if you go look on your social media, Instagram, wherever you see Darren, Darren is putting forward his message before the name of Darren. And for me, that speaks so loudly to how big your sail is. You have, I've just watched this like massive incline of growth. It's almost like watching Bitcoin or Doge or whichever crypto you want to call it, take like a steep, like uphill. But it's so true. Like, I was going through pretty much, I landed up in 2016 on your Instagram, and every single post is about the message. And you didn't just fall upon a message because you like superfoods. From what I'm aware, you became aware through your father. You didn't just land up in the modern world and say, well, everything's bad for us and this is hormone disrupting. And you've been playing this game for many decades. And I'd like you to explain into how you came across being aware enough in a world that seemingly shuts down all this information source about things hurting us, things hurting nature. How did you land up in this?
Yeah. I mean, it came by way of in the 90s, right? So my father, you know, a little backstory on my father, he was on aircraft carrier in the Navy, and he was one of the one of the keepers of the dragon, they called them. And that is, and the reason why this is important is to tell what happened. And the keeper of the dragon was operating on and being around and working with atomic bombs. So my father ended up frying his thyroid, which, you know, cesium-134 and other radioactive particulates have an affinity for the thyroid and destroys it. We all know that, right? So cut to, my dad's thyroid was gone. And over the course of years, he would have issues. And what he started to realize is that chemicals in the environment, this is a, keep in mind, this was in the 90s, right? So chemicals in the environment, deodorants, shampoos, colognes, paint, smelly good things for the room, whatever it is, was causing a neurological and immune suppressive situation in my dad's physiology. So he started as a master's tenured professor, he could research, right? So he could get into it. And what he was finding, he'd print out all these papers and realize that, wow, I'm being inoculated by chemicals that are not good for me, that are manufactured. And it's, so now I have to educate my family. I can't be around you. I can't be around. Keep in mind, he's trying to educate us. I can't be around you if you're shampooing with this, if you're using this deodorant, if you're washing your clothes in this sort of laundry detergent that stinks and smells and all of that stuff, right? So that said, all of these things, he was trying to educate. And we then realized, in order for us to be around my father, we had to adopt these things. And so that was my first, and now I'm taking, you know, non-smelly, clean showers with this soap and all of that stuff. So now I'm quote unquote detoxing. And the more that I desensitize myself to all of these toxins, the more I felt better. And I was like, wow, I didn't even realize they were bothering me. So that was the impetus. My dad's kind of demise through his career, because he couldn't be around people anymore and he was compromised, that fueled me to realizing that, wow, all of these systems are broken and they don't have our best interest. And 60 to 90,000 chemicals are emitted in our atmosphere and our environment every year. And of that, maybe 8 to 9,000 are tested to any degree, most of which are proprietary and they don't let them be out there. So my indoctrination into harmful product creation was through watching my dad suffer as a result of it and being educated by, you know, a professor, right? Yeah. So my dad is a professor. So he would outline and give us tapes and like literally educate me on this stuff. And so later in my life, I continued, and I was like, oh my God, we're, you know, you can eat perfectly, you can eat well and take in your superfoods and all of this stuff. And at the same time, massive industry with huge profit margins and huge power are knowingly keep putting this stuff in. And the regulatory bodies, unfortunately, people, the regulatory bodies may talk about it and somehow they feel like that's okay, but they don't regulate it. They don't regulate it at the degree to which we are being exposed to all these things. So anyway, that's the long story, but that's how I got into it. And so now every week I come up with and I investigate and I research into another fatal convenience. And I'm currently working on a massive book on fatal conveniences, where I'm diving into bigger topics that have a lot more nuances to uncover.
So this is, I mean, that's a big chunk of information, and I want to rewind there a bit. And it's incredible to hear you speak about the detrimental effects of our everyday conveniences, as you call them, fatal conveniences. And it's amazing that you got afforded the opportunity that your dad was a professor and he was able to do the correct type of research in order to actually investigate what was going on. Now, to go harper back onto that point, a question that comes up for me is, well, we live in a world where we have access to everything, all the bad things and all the good things. Yeah. So for people that perhaps are not as privileged to, because it's quite expensive to eradicate every single bad thing in your life and then adopt every single good thing, what is a fair enough first step to take? Is it first to look at including healthier, nutrient-dense foods and healthier elements into your life? Or is it more harmful to keep onto the bad things, the fatal conveniences? Do we let go of that first?
That's a good question. I think it's one thing at a time. It's like, how hard is it to, you know, like with every fatal convenience, we also have a solution. So we're really trying to take the convenience side of it and transfer over into a healthy convenience. So it's equally as important to exposing that which is maybe harming us. So, you know, things like, you know, change out your laundry detergent, right? The smelly, crappy laundry detergent that has fragrances that are known to hormone disrupt. It's because you're putting all your family, all your children at risk. So, for example, just switch that out for a essential oil, non-paraben laundry detergent, and boom, you're done. Right. Mm. So there's one that's now affecting all of your clothes. Now, clothes are another fatal convenience, because if you're not using organic cottons, the formaldehydes, the microplastic polyurethanes, all of these stretchy fabrics, all of that stuff, maybe that's the second phase that you do it. But you can imagine laundry detergent switch out, and then, you know, making sure you're sleeping, making sure you're getting enough water, making sure maybe you're eliminating meat and dairy, fish and eggs in one meal. Those are easy things to do. Mm. And the cool thing is there's grand momentum, meaning that once you self-empower, once you step out of the toxic exposure, think about the compound effect. If I step out of the toxic exposure on my clothes from my laundry detergent and I add in, let's say, a massive salad every day, now, just talk about that shift. Number one, I'm not smelling in hormone disrupting toxins that are actually causing me sympathetic chronic stress over time. So now I've eliminated that. At the same time, let's say we're using the second example of nutrient dense food, you're supporting good fiber, you're supporting your microbiome, you're getting clean, beautiful, healthy antioxidants that are helping those free radicals. And you also just eliminated a bunch of free radicals from that smelly perfume laundry detergent. So think about just two shifts that you made are making massive effect in your life from that day. And then that day, that week, that month, that year, that life. And the more momentum, the more energy you feel, the more less foggy you feel. And then you just take on another one and another one and another one. So it isn't the overwhelm of all of this stuff. Hell, you can make a sprout salad for 5 cents, right? You can sprout your own sulforaphane, antioxidants, cancer fighting compound broccoli, young broccoli sprouts with the sulforaphane in it for literally about 3 cents.
Yeah.
You're right. A tablespoon and a half of seeds in a mason jar with the lid. You get it. You soak it overnight. You soak it 2 times a day. And next thing you know, in 5-6 days, you have a whole thing of sprouts. Boom. Eat that. Put some beautiful miso dressing, you know, put a little miso dressing or tahini or lemon or whatever. It's delicious. Next thing you know, you have literally one of the most nutrient dense salads for like, what, 20 cents?
Mm.
So there's a lot you can do, not to mention supporting your local growing farmers and decentralize that by, like we were talking before, when you move to Dubai, you got to find your way.
Yeah.
Like go find the fresh food, go find the cool farmers, go find like make it fun and include your family in on it, include your kids in on it, and educate. Hey, mommy, I'm used to my clothes smelling this way. Well, what we found is that smell is kind of not good for you. So now we're going to use fresh lavender essential oil and you're going to get used to. So it's like, let's include this stuff and make it uplifting rather than, oh, you know, it's just a different world. And once you start uncovering that, you can just keep going.
I love the energy that you have just for broccoli sprouts, and I'm gonna try and embody that next time I make a salad.
They're so good. I literally had a mound the other day and I'm like, wow, they're so fresh and so vibrant. I was just blown away.
Yeah, you've inspired me. I haven't sprouted for quite a while since I've been to Dubai, and I'm going to sprout. It's so warm here and so humid. You won't believe how stuff ripens. Like behind me, I'm actually in my kitchen right now. Funny that we're talking about this. In my kitchen, all cupboards that normally have crockery in it, it's all just fruit, like just ripening. It's just like, it's so, and all we do, Claire and I, we go from supermarket to like fresh food markets, and we just try and find the most vibrant food, because what we've realized is it's the concept that you were referring to earlier. It's if you can make yourself 1% better every day, it's quite cliche to say this and it's been so overused, but it's so true. 1% better every day is 37 times better for the whole year. And that's just 1 year. So it's like, that's why I resonate with you when you get so excited about broccoli sprouts, because it's not really the taste or the effect right in that moment. It's what it's doing to you when you are 50, 60, 70 years old, when you have so much more energy to be there for your family, so much more energy to be there for yourself. And I'm seeing, I've got such a passion to try and help people simplify their life. They try and complicate it. And I'm like, just simplify it. Try and get rid of something and include one thing every single day. And if they listen to your fatal conveniences, it might scare them in the beginning. So if anyone has listened to the Darren Erlian show, it's a really cool series, Fatal Conveniences, but it might scare you because everyday items, which we're going to cover now, are not as good as they appear to be. But I want to ask quite a big question on living a very holistic and integrated life like you do. And you also seem to be a person that doesn't really get bothered by the turmoil that is happening around you. Now, I'm maybe out of place saying that. It might affect you a little bit, but I know you've got chaga to make you happy. Why are the big corporates, the big industry, the big government, why are they failing us? Is it as simple as money?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I could make some conjecture. I could definitely say that profit-centered everything has got us in a lot of problems, right? Without consequences or life, like why is some of those big box companies, why like Coca-Cola, Pepsi, why do they not have taxes on their single-use plastic that permeates in the planet for 1,000 years? Why is that not something that they take responsibility for? I don't know. And it's so complex. All of this stuff is so complex. And I don't think any one person was starting McDonald's or starting whatever. I don't think they were out to go, we're going to just pollute the planet. You know, we have this cart of our civilization has just flown, and obviously our population has expanded and systems have been in. So, who knows the drivers of all of that stuff. But what I do know is that we are still sovereign. That, let's be honest, the great women of our time, and that is moms, grandmothers, sisters, daughters, they have so much influence, certainly in the household, and hopefully more around the planet, that, you know, more that they can understand that no one wants to knowingly harm anyone. No one wants to knowingly harm your child. So it's like, we have the choice. That's the point. Fatal conveniences are to go, boom, I want you to be aware of something, but I want you to still have convenience. I want you to be aware that there is a life-giving answer that is not sacrificing yourself, your children, or et cetera along the way. That we as people, as sovereign, choosing, powerful individuals, that we make the changes. If we say, hey, you know, the heavy metals, the carcinogenic compounds and talc powder by Johnson & Johnson, which was all over the news, they had to ban it. But how many women didn't know, should have known? They should have been regulated, but it wasn't. So it's not our fault. It's not the consumer's fault. You expect something that's being sold to be safe. You expect that. That's why people buy it. And this is my baby.
Yeah.
I want my baby to be healthy and happy. And like, that's innate within us.
Well, I think the natural human disposition is to trust. And that is what has led us into this fatal, convenient world.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, I don't get, I'm optimistic. Like, I always am optimistic. But one thing that I've realized over my life is you can't, if you have something unconscious that you're not turning around and acknowledging, pain, shame, anger, sadness, fear, whatever it is, it will rule you. It will dominate you and it will control you. So it's like, you have to grieve, you have to acknowledge, you have to get down underneath your stuff so that you can liberate the source of it and you can change the way you view yourself and the world and then be happier and healthier. It's the same with society. Do I want to spend my time realizing yet another product is not great for us? I don't. I only do it because we are not being, the world has not created an honest look at this stuff so that we can shift over. Thank God there's amazing products being created, amazing companies that are following principles and solid, even our Baruka nuts. We are planting trees. We are creating fair trade in the Sahara. We are supporting the environment while getting our customer an amazing nutrient-dense food. We need to, as individuals, as company owners, as individuals that are buying products, to realize the power. Voting is the most powerful way to vote, is by what your attention is on and what you're consuming, what you're buying with your dollars that you've worked so hard on. So be discerning. These fatal conveniences are, we are doing the work, because I've got 25 people researching behind me. 25.
Wow, big team.
Right? So 25 incredible people dedicated to uncovering this stuff. And every time they're just going, boom, whoa, boom, whoa. They're finding out things all the time. And so am I. So that we can do that work and give it to the people, so that they have more power, more choice, and we don't give our power away and just expect everything to be aligned with our values as health, right? Obviously, you and I, we're plant-based eaters, we our habits are so ingrained that people may look at us and go, wow, you guys are gnarly, right? You're just eat all this good stuff. But the thing is, you and I and your wife and the people, you know, and several other people around us, are it's integrated.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm literally not spending time like debating. Like, I'm freed up to know that what I'm choosing, it's not taking any extra effort because it's integrated into my habit. That's what I want. I want people to go, hey, I heard about that Fatal Convenience, that product right there. I just flipped it over, and that compound is dangerous to me and my children and my family. I'm not going to buy that. I'm going to buy this one. And I'm going to support this company that did it out of the same necessity, pretty much, of you and I struggling with, why is there not a clean product? At the core of most of those is a person just like you and I that had to confront the reality that that product was harming them. So they made a better product out of it. That's the new world, man. Mm. That's the new world across the board. That's the world I'm investing in every freaking day. So the success of our show, the success of the podcast, the success of everything, and I fail all the time, but the success that I move towards that has nothing to do with whether a business is successful or not, but it's a trajectory that I'm never stopping. And that is to better myself, to better educate myself, and to better support systems and opportunities to so that other people can benefit from it through their health, through their life, and, you know, having a super life, and supporting a better balance between us, the environment, the animals that live on it. And it's not about a political term of climate change. That people don't know what the hell you're talking about. It really is. I'm kind of at this point where I'm like, it's common sense, man.
Yeah.
It's common sense.
Yeah.
If you can do something that's not killing, polluting, raping the planet, then let's do this. Like, that's just the thing to do. And the cool thing is, regenerative agriculture is a perfect example. I mean, I don't mean to go off on such a big topic, but regenerative agriculture is about empowering a farmer to rebuild soil that is gold for us, right? And so support that microbiome, support that soil, and keep the topsoil and build the soil up, which then transports its nutrient ability into plants. Strong soil, strong plant, strong people, period. And the cool thing is, the side benefit is it sequesters CO2 and it puts it back into the soil. So it isn't about you as an individual need to stop doing all this stuff for climate change. It is and it isn't. It's about, let's empower ourselves. Let's empower our farmers. Let's empower our farmers to do the right thing so that they do the right thing. It supports the gold of the earth, which is the soil. The soil then does all these stuff. The microbiological system supports the plants. That microbiological system supports those plants, then supporting our microbes. And then that chain supports our immune system, supports our health, supports our brain, supports everything else. And then, by the way, we're following nature.
Mm.
And by following nature, nature knows what to do with that excess CO2. Nature knows what to do and how to keep that microbial system in balance. The nature knows how to keep itself in balance. When we impose ourselves, spray our fields with chemicals, create genetically modified organisms and throw that in our seeds and then spray the shit out of everything, you're going directly against the source of everything. And that is nature itself. And we're seeing the detrimental, and yields have been plummeting ever since, you know, glyphosate. And then they say, hey, we're trying to create food. No, you're not. Like, so anyway, that's
trying to create a product.
Yeah, it's a massive topic, but I just wanted to use that example to ground literally all of this stuff into to the individual. So the individual, if you go to your farmer's market and you support that organic farmer that, by God, loves to have his power back and literally be a farmer and to control his soil, to control his seeds, and to plant his things. And then he knows that customer is buying my stuff. And that exchange is all a farmer wants. That's it. And by him doing it correctly with nature, you get the benefit of that by buying from him. And the cycle continues. So if we can adopt that in our principles and redefine wealth and redefine abundance and redefine profit, profit cannot be, as we're seeing, it cannot be at the sacrifice of life. It cannot and will not. It won't ever work.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know already, the passion and the vibrance that exudes from this man is unstoppable. And I will vote for you if you have to run for president. I think we need a lot more people like you. And you know what came up for me the whole time that you were doing this? Yes, I mean, you were feeding us with so much knowledge, and a lot of it very obvious knowledge that, like you said, we all know it. It's obvious. The next right thing is obvious, right? But what really shines through is the dedication that you have. And that tells me one thing, that you're not alone, that there are a lot of people out there, because you've garnered this mass kind of following now of people that want to be aware. They might not know everything, but they want to be aware of what's the next best thing that they can do for their life so that they can grow into a bigger tree and provide more shade for their community, their family, the rest of the world. And people can look at the world through a negative perception. But like as Tony Robbins would say, if things are not going right and you're suffering with anger, you're distraught, whatever the case is, stress, anxiety, you get to choose in that situation whether you're going to change your perception or just change your procedure. So you're going to change what you're doing so that you can affect your community, or can you just change your perception that everything is happening as it should? And I'm watching this world right now in the last 2 years. People see the negativity of it, and yes, people have lost lives of loved ones, and people have lost businesses and all this hardship. But a lot of it is we're looking at it too surface level. If we look at it deeper than that, we're really excavating the, it's like when we detox our systems, if we're unhealthy and we're suffering with a toxic overload or whatever the case is, and we start detoxing, we start feeling more shit. And we start really just getting rid of it so we can build up from the soil onwards. And it's so uplifting to see that I think we're on the right path. And with you just highlighting your show, Fatal Conveniences, which we can cover in a sec. What was your biggest shock with scanning this whole world of someone that's been in the game for a long time, scanning this whole world and figuring out, wow, this is actually really bad, but it's everywhere. It's so convenient. And how do I let go of it?
Yeah, it's... There's so many. Unfortunately, there's so many. You know, in terms of I'll just say from a pragmatic, simple perspective right now, when I looked at Teflon, you know, everyone thinks of it as a non-stick pan. And by the way, if you're listening to this, throw that Teflon pan away right now. The convenience of that, but Teflon is the most permeated chemical, destructive chemical in our environment, period. It's everywhere. It's in every born child, in the umbilical cord of every born child today. That to me, wrapping your head around that, by the way, there's 200 chemicals with every born person in the Western civilization. 200 carcinogenic compounds already in the umbilical cord of a newborn child.
And that's just been transferred by the lifestyle of the mother?
Yeah. And it just continues and continues and continues because this stuff is permeated throughout everything we're doing. So if you just look at that, just take that in for a second. How did it get there? And the morals and the ethics that have allowed that to occur, the systems, the people, the corporations that have allowed that to occur and are allowing it to occur are not stopping that.
Hmm.
No.
And I mean, the research stands on its own. It's as clear as day.
It's as clear as day. Every bit of this, you know, I had a badass researcher consultant that I hired right away. And then we started teaching all of our 25 researchers how to do research. So it's not like we're just making stuff up. Like, you know, I see it all the time. FDA is calling stuff out and writing an article about certain compounds. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're writing about it. You know about it. You know it's causing, you're even saying, and yet you're not regulating.
Yeah.
You're not regulating in the way that's being permeated in the world. And so it's just astonishing to me.
Now, what's the difference, to pause you there? There is a mass driver in the kind of integrated, healthy population about nonstick, but having a look at the natural nonstick coating that you can find on some of your greener pans nowadays. They advertise themselves as natural and not like no PFOAs and none of the other chemicals that are known as carcinogenic. Is there a big difference there? Is natural nonstick safe or in your research?
I'm not sure. Like at this point, I have to dig into every kind of company before I would recommend, you know, so it's a rabbit hole with every company. So some it's obvious, because they're doing the right thing and they're calling out how it is and how it is working. For me, I just go, okay, if something's sticking, then figure out a different way of cooking it. Use, you know, a light layer of coconut oil, or, there is ways we lived before nonstick. Absolutely. Like for me, I don't even really run into it anymore because I mostly eat, you know, raw food, raw salads every day and fruits and vegetables. But for the normal person, yeah. I mean, listen, you can still a little water, a little coconut oil, a little avocado oil, and you can totally get around that. Now, I hope there's more and more material science of safe science around nonstick. There's great companies doing, you know, switching gears a little bit on the single-use plastic. We know that that's just insane, right? Mm. Insane to wrap our food and to put liquids in. But along that side, speaking of the solution side, and this is for me very uplifting. So going back to the surprise on the solution surprise,
yeah,
you know, being on Down to Earth, we've been a lot of big companies want to be associated with us and the show, right? And it's great. A lot of them greenwash. A lot of them have great people and really do want to do the right thing.
Yeah.
But one company that reached out to me right away, which I was like, is called Footprint. So it's footprintus.com. And they were a material science company. Good friend Troy Swope reached out, and who started the company with his partner. And they're a material science working at Intel. And they realized that he was like, they were testing components. And they were off-gassing of these plastics. And then all of a sudden a light bulb went off in Troy, and he looked at his food that he just brought home, and it was like wrapped in plastic. He goes, if it's off-gassing here, it's off-gassing there. I'm going to test the food for the off-gassing compounds. Boom! All of these off-gassing compounds from the plastics were in his food. So he created a company of material science using plant-based fibers without the use of these harmful chemicals for all the big companies. They right now are working with Cargill, McDonald's, Pepsi, Walmart, and the list goes on, replacing single-use plastic with their new materials.
That is epic to hear. And is it coming in at the same price? Like, because how are they getting it into these guys?
Yes. Like, so they had to, okay, so they, material science, they created a new slurry of plant-based fibers. Well, guess what? There was no mechanisms to scale that. There was no machinery that existed. So they had to create a whole machine manufacturing facility just to deal with what they invented. And they did that. So now they're able to create billions of units every year to replace the harmful single-use plastic. So I'm saying that because there are companies that are investing into this. There are ways of doing this. And it's not that these companies are evil anymore, that there is a world moving at this way that we can actually change. So then when you realize that that little craft that's changing it over into this plant-based fiber, that's not the single, like, you can understand, like, oh wow, they're doing the right thing. I can buy that now. Or Beyond Meat, even though I don't necessarily agree with all of the things that Beyond Meat puts into their Beyond Meat, that's beside the point. But the container, they're using these plant-based fibers. So on and on and on and on. That gives you hope that this is not a mountain that is not being looked at and not being starting to not be solved. That yes, by you voting with your dollars, by you saying, hey, you know what? Number one, it's not healthy for me to use that and to wrap my food in that. Number two, I can find more and more companies that are doing the right thing and tell my friends about it and tell other families about it. And we as a movement of the billions of people on the planet can and will change the world.
Yeah. That's so true. And it's so great to hear that. If we can just all just change one thing and influence the people around us, this is going to create massive change. Every time Claire and I go to a supermarket and we need to go buy like produce there, you know, those like white little single use bags, they're my worst, like where produce is put into. And we always like take our fruit to the scale and they're like, they automatically take a bag out and we're like, no. Just weigh it. Already I'm upset that I have to take one of those labels. But I'm like, just weigh it. And then I'll paste the labels all over me. Because like Dubai is like plastic ridden. And I'm like, I get them to paste it all over me. And then I'll go to the teller and he like, I'll hand them to them because I don't want him to scan me. And like I give them and they look at me like I'm crazy, like an alien. And I take the time out of my day to explain why. Like sometimes English is not their first language. And I do that because of one reason and one reason only. I hope that one person will hear me. And I know that will affect one family. And that one family, it could affect a whole community. And it can quickly spread around the world like that. So sometimes, if anyone's listening here, if you are super passionate about taking the next step for humanity, taking the next step for your health, the planet health, which is pretty much the same. It takes one conversation and one action to really create this momentum. Darren, you've been taking that one next step and that one next conversation for years. You're not an overnight success. You know, you've been working at it and working at it, and you've been unwavering in your mission. This mission of what is going to make us better human beings? And essentially, what is going to optimize us to become a better nation? And to really go back to one thing that stood out for me when I was going through all your Fatal Convenience shows was the immense proximity to fatal conveniences. The immensity, like how close we are to everything. When you say laundry detergents, you know, the soaps we use, and like spray, a deodorant spray. And you influenced me about 2 months ago to take 2 weeks of just searching for a good mattress. And let me just tell you, I think I swore at you in my head a few times because I'm like, can I just be convenient and go into one store? Because no one sells in Dubai, no one sells latex mattresses. Like, I had to look hard. And I'd love you just to explore why mattresses can be bad for us and why they can be great for us.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, mattresses, keep in mind, a third of our life spent on a mattress. A third of our life. Like, we sleep every night. And it's not only what's inside the main mattress, but it's also what's wrapping the mattress and the material. And so we already lightly talked about how clothing and dyes and formaldehydes and all of that stuff and the bleaching process and all of these types of things have immense amount of proprietary chemicals that are hormone disrupting and carcinogenic. So when you realize that, and the biggest thing, I don't know where it is in the world, but certainly in California, we have this insane thing that still exists, and that's fire retardants in mattresses and couches and stuff like that. But the history of that very quickly is that was when people were chain smoking and literally smoking in bed, and people literally were falling asleep and burning themselves, burning themselves alive. And so they came up with this, okay, so let's just put a fire retardant in there to stop when a cigarette falls in that. But it literally, other than that, did it affect that? Maybe. The statistics are maybe, but virtually no one smokes in bed anymore. You ask any, and the research shows, you ask any person out there, did the mattress, did the couch, did the cushions, did any of that thwart fire? Nope. Does nothing. It was only meant to stop. So this chemical fire retardant is so dangerous for your animals, for your children, and for you, that it's carcinogenic and hormone disrupting. So, and then obviously what's in it? Okay. So is it organic cotton? Is it organic latex? All of that stuff. If it isn't, it's been heavily sprayed in pesticides, herbicides, and now you're breathing that in and taking that in. And that then also has not only hormone disrupting, but also microbiome disrupting compounds. So it's a real massive thing. If there's anything you're going to change in terms of your home environment, I would say your mattress.
Yeah.
Right. So find those companies. There's some great companies out there. If you can, like maybe running around Dubai, definitely I would be swearing too.
Yeah.
But finding one online and have it delivered, they have these great ways of compressing mattresses so you can order them and then you can open them up. I put some great suggestions in the mattress.
Mattress podcast. Episode. I will link that in the show notes for everyone just so they can easily reference that.
But it's like, so you became aware of the mattress.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing. Now you can't unknow it. So then you are in a pursuit of two major things. The health of you. So now you're a warrior for yourself. Self-advocacy. Again, sovereignty of your own health. That's empowering. That gives you power back. Because now you know, you have knowledge. And now you course correct. And you don't just buy into the system that doesn't have you at the core of its creation of these things. Doesn't have you. So when you find and pursue, it's a sense of, I found something. And now what I lead down, it's an affirmation every day. This is healthier for me, my wife, my partner, my child, my animal. And now the third of my life is that much more protected as a result of these things. So again, is it a little convenient to fly around Dubai and find? Yeah, But at the end of the day, the gift that you're giving is pleomorphic, meaning it's compounded interest towards your life of health, as opposed to undermining your health every day, every night. And that's the way to look at this stuff. Again, did I want this to happen, that we have 99% of the products out there detrimental to your health in terms of like this mattress? Of course I didn't want that for you. I didn't want that for our society, but it's here.
Yeah.
So getting back to owning the shadow of our society is that this is occurring throughout many products. So let's turn, let's look at the shadow, let's acknowledge that and go, okay, cool. I'm optimistic. I'm powerful. I'm leading the march for my friends, for my family, and I'm doing something healthy for myself. And that to me is a trajectory that is compounding interest. And then you do the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, and you eat a little better and you're just a little healthier. And maybe you wake up with a little more energy because you're not inoculating yourself with chemicals all night.
Yeah. And just more aware, you gaining more energy, you generating so much more life in your life to be able to have the energy to show up, ask questions, because I think that is the one skill that we let go over the last couple decades, should I say. And this question asking ability is what is going to make you a stronger, happier human. Because when we can face something unknown to us and we at least know how to ask the question of what is in it, what is it about? What will it do for us? Whether it's a healthy thing or a detrimental thing. So I urge everyone, please go listen to Fatal Conveniences. Darren's done such a great job on his podcast. The podcast is called The Darren Olean Show. I'll link it in the show notes. And really, don't be scared, even though Claire and I have a joke at home. Every time I say I'm going to listen to another Darren episode, she's like, first, tell me what the subject is, because I'm not sure if I'm ready to let go.
It's brilliant.
So Darren, I wanna ask you, how do you, if you can give 2, 3, 4, 5 steps of how do you truly optimize your life? And what are like the 5 top things, whether it includes food items that you include every day, whether it's movements, whether it's breath work, what are the 5 top things that you bring into your life on a daily to make yourself a better human?
Yeah, they're pretty easy. Hydration upon waking, for sure. I love me some good structured, powerful, electrolyte filled water. Go ahead.
Certain amounts or certain type?
Yeah, I've been using fulvic minerals lately because I've known about them and used Shilajit for a long time. Now I've got there's a great company called BLK that I've been starting to do some work with and formulate for. So this is such a powerful, ancient, primordial plant decay of minerals in the right form. So I add that to my water and boom, I've got the primordial soup, the combination of the right size minerals and the water. So that's how I start my hydration for the day. And then I move into meditation. I do like a mindfulness kind of breathing routine. And then I go into a meditation. And then I go right from there. I go right into a journaling, and that is not very overwhelming. It's 30 minutes, right? Mm. So that whole thing is about 30 minutes. And then that journaling goes into, because again, you're coming from self, you're coming from knowing self. And then that informs my action items. Like, am I aligned with this project, that project? What needs my attention? I use that time to reorient myself to, am I going in the right direction? What needs to happen? So that naturally out of like the stream of consciousness writing, which is very also spiritual, and it's in it, it comes out of that into kind of an action item. It's a very close, everything I'm doing has to have my heart involved. And so those things, water, meditation, journaling, certainly at that particular time, I'll have some sort of great elixir that I'm playing with. Chaga, cacao, Shizandra, ashwagandha. I'll use a little Lohan Gao, which is monk fruit, as a nice little sweetener. It's an amazing, you know, and that switches and changes and things like that. I've been playing with some red pine oil and things like that, but it switches and changes all the time, but pretty much has an adaptogenic medicinal herb, medicinal mushroom concoction. And then I'll go into a matcha green tea, and then I'll move into movement. And for me, I need to move heavy things, period. Like, that to me is an activation that kind of fits with my warrior spirit. It allows me to get out things that if I need to, and just allows me to, like, no shoes on, feet on the ground, outside, moving heavy things. So that is, and then sunlight, again, feet on the ground, sunlight, outside, play with the dog, get a little dirty, go out in the garden, plant some new things, harvest some new things. Like, that's about 10 different things.
Yeah.
That I do on a daily, for sure.
I'm obsessed. And if you haven't seen Darren's stories, when he says he picks up heavy things, literally boulders and boulders and boulders. And it's you've glorified the art of picking up rocks, which I love. And I'm going to come join you one day on your property, because I need to build up my rock strength.
Perfect.
But thank you. I resonate so much with your morning routine. And I, for the listeners, if there's one tip that I can give as well, is a morning routine balances me. And any person that I've interviewed or speak to or engage with that has really got a seemingly successful life according to their standards, they base it on one thing normally. Well, at least one of the many. And that is a great morning routine that includes everything that Darren just mentioned, which is can be so powerful. So, Darren, thank you so much for really just pumping the listeners up with your energy, man. Like, I'm gonna go sprout myself some broccoli sprouts, and I'm gonna tap into that. Maybe get some fulvic. You've inspired me to get fulvic. It's actually on my list of things to buy, so that's gonna happen tomorrow. Where can people find you? Sorry,
it's a foundation. The fulvic definitely is a foundation, I think, is really powerful for the water and other things. But people can find me all over on just Darren Olean, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and my website, darrenolean.com. Yeah, just charging on.
Amazing. Go support the man. He's moving mountains, literally and figuratively. I love it. Thanks so much, Darren.
Thanks, brother.